Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tony, Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada, celebrating the 50-year anniversary of the artificial reef, the Bianca C shipwreck. Unbelievable artificial reef here in Grenada, and we've dove it once. We're going to do some more of that here in the next few days. You'll hear all about it, as well as the Scuba Cowboy. We got more mermaid reinforcements on the way. It's just going to be a huge, huge party, and just a good time to be down here on the Spice Island to see what they have underwater, and of course some of these topside activities, whether it's mermaids swimming around in a pool or whatever, who knows. But you will hear all about it before the end of the show today. Now, also joining us here this week as part of these festivities is Mike Kerchesky from PADI, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, which I'm proudly a part, or I am a member of as well. I'm a PADI dive instructor. Now, Mike is here, obviously, for the Bianca C, but he has been watching us on the boat because Mermaid Tony, Peter, and myself were diving the rebreathers, and I know PADI is actually starting to talk about bringing the rebreathers to the recreational community. Right, Mike?
Yeah, that's correct, Greg. And we're going to have a big announcement and rollout of the programs at DEMA. And basically what we're doing first is coming out with a recreational rebreather, which will give more accessibility to people who want to just try that and see what it's about. And there are some limitations on it. It has to be what I call a PhD rebreather, push here dummy, so even you could do it.
Oh, even I did do it. I did do it, yes. And what are you laughing at, Tony?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you were my buddy. That doesn't say much about your skill level on these as well. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm your buddy, but you also need to know how to use it yourself.
Okay, quiet. That's enough out of you. But the whole idea is to bring this new experience, and I was talking about that in Hour 1, how these rebreathers are really a whole new level of diving. And to me, when I first started diving this system, this silent diving rebreather, the inspiration, the evolution that we're doing here with Aquanauts Grenada, it really felt like learning how to dive from all over again and having that first Zen moment of the first time you're underwater. Now, I know you just did this as part of this new program that Patty's doing. Did you have one of those moments in the pool kind of as well, or what?
Yeah, it was also in the pool out in California at PADI headquarters. We had the opportunity to try one of the rebreathers ourselves, and then we went to Catalina Island the next day and got to experience it underwater in a lot different environment than we have here in Grenada, by the way. It was a fairly chilly day, fairly chilly water. But yes, I did have that Zen experience, and we were just doing the beginner, more or less a Discover rebreather program. And at DEMA, then we're also going to introduce an advanced rebreather, which will be for recreational, and then we'll have a full tech rebreather program, and they're based on depths.
Okay, all right, but they'll still be using the same type of push-here-dummy rebreather systems type of thing?
Well, the first two levels, and it's really not push-here-dummy because it's a pretty sophisticated piece of equipment.
Right, we kid.
Yes, we do. But the first two recreational will be with those types of units, and different manufacturers are coming up with units to meet those criteria. And then the next one, the technical rebreather, will be a full rebreather technical program.
Got it. Now, Peter from Aquanauts Grenada, the silent diving rebreathers that we're using here as part of our... They're coming out with something that's going to abide by this PADI program, aren't they? That's what they're planning to launch at DEMA 2, I believe, right?
Yes, AP Diving is working on it as well. I mean, the Evolution Inspiration is by its origin technical diving rebreather, so it has basically almost unlimited depth and upgrades in software. It can do tri-mix, everything. And so that requires a lot more knowledge than there will be required for the basic PADI courses in the beginning. So the unit needs some adjustments in design to make it bulletproof. I want to call it bulletproof. And also will have a couple of less buttons to push to make it more user-friendly, more user-easy.
But we have trained on the higher level one, so we're like a level or two above this new level of certification, I guess, right? So I feel special. I should feel more honored and stuff where we are at this point, right?
You are one step ahead of the crowd.
Yeah. And how are we doing? How are Mermaid Tony and myself doing on the rebreathers? After 3 days of diving the rebreather system, I'm starting to get much more comfortable. We're doing pretty good, right? You're not having to do too much to bail us out or anything like that, are you?
No, so far no bailout situations. No, I really have to compliment you. You both are doing very well on the diving. The whole dive planning works flawless. You're following the protocol. You do your checks as necessary. So it's a real pleasure doing this. And considering we did a while ago, we just did basically the course in a couple of dives, and now you're back and you're doing this, and you're on the right track.
Yeah, well, and we're enjoying it more now because you're getting a little bit more comfortable underwater. And now I was actually taking some pictures. I still haven't taken as many as I'd like to, but I know we're going to the Marine Park tomorrow, where last time we were here they had seahorses, the jawfish, and all kinds of cool little critters. And I think that's where a rebreather would come in really handy as far as underwater photography and video, because you can get so close to those little animals. We had a, what was that? Was it a kingfish that swam by and he said, "Hey, Greg," and just kind of swam right by my mask. I'm like, yeah, grab him. We can have that for dinner.
I was disappointed. You know, dinner just swims by your face and you don't grab it.
Doesn't even faze you. Yeah. I mean, what about that, Mike? Did you have any of those type of moments when you're doing the kelp forest there in Catalina?
Well, yeah, there's a fish out there which is kind of the state fish of California called the Garibaldi, and they're aggressive with open circuit divers even in spite of the bubbles. But with the rebreather and no bubbles and silent, they were coming right up and pecking us on the masks.
Really? So the Garibaldi are kind of like these damsel fish that Tony made a comment to one of our beginner divers that if the ocean was filled with damsel fish, it'd be the most dangerous place on the planet or something. I'm like, is that what you were saying?
No, I was saying if damselfish were much bigger than they are, because they're only a 2-inch-long fish or so, then no one would ever go in the ocean.
Right, and that's the Garibaldi are kind of the same, right?
Yeah, they are. They are very territorial and aggressive if you get into their territory.
Yeah, and you just it's kind of fun to pick on them, though. You know, they kind of have an attitude, kind of like a short guy or something. They just wants to pick a fight, right, Peter?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they're defending their territory like the clownfish do in the Pacific, or also sergeant majors when they have their algaes growing. So it's an interesting, fun game to play once you get in there and they start nibbling on you.
Yes, it always is fun. Yeah, and you know, don't have the bubbles and it's so quiet. What appealed mostly to you there, Mike? What was it? Was it the silence of the rebreather, or what?
Yeah, that and the interaction with the marine life. I mean, it's a totally different experience because you don't have the bubbles, you don't have the sound. It's much more serene, and you get a lot closer to the marine life because of that. They're not as intimidated. So you're more like them than you are when you're just on open circuit scuba.
Definitely. Now, I know PADI, as we said, is doing this big launch at the DEMA show. Hey, they did a little bit actually last year and started talking about this. This is coming out of just a groundswell of support from the rebreather community, right? And it looks like this could be I don't know, maybe this might be the new Nitrox, you think, in a few years. What do you think? What are the projections from your perspective?
Well, that's above my pay grade, Greg, but I see a lot of opportunity. I see a lot of people who are enthused about it. The manufacturer's enthused about it. Obviously, we're supporting it with the programs that we're developing it for it. So I think there is an opportunity there for this to grow.
And I know that's what you're banking on, right, Peter? Or at least it'll add another dimension to Aquanaut's Grenada. Because you do open circuit, but now you can throw this into the mix, come down here, rent a rebreather for the week, and just have a whole new underwater experience, right?
Yeah, that's the way we are thinking. I mean, the core of our trade is still the open circuit diving, and I mean, you saw the smile on the face of all the open circuit divers this morning. They had a great dive on King Mitch, and you know, we just separated a little bit from them, so we got a little bit closer to the reef sharks.
You know what? I noticed rebreather envy. Is that the technical term that I think I saw from some of the open circuit divers?
I never thought in those terms about it, but now I think you're probably right.
Yeah, and bigger is better. I had the bigger inspiration. Tony had the evolution, so you would agree with me there too, right, Peter?
Yes.
Oh, behave.
What are you looking at me like that, Tony? Of course, bigger is better.
Yeah, baby.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Scuba, 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 ooba, scuba, dooba, ooba, hava, scuba.
All right, so we're here in Grenada, obviously talking a little bit about rebreathers and some of the technical side of diving that we're kind of dabbling in this week with Aquanauts Grenada, Mermaid Tony, and myself. However, last hour you heard from Mark, who we ran into at a cocktail party and was basically brought into the club. He was going to do a Discover Scuba experience with Aquanauts Grenada. He's just come out of the water. Mark, what was it like?
It was absolutely unbelievable.
What did it live up to your expectations? Were you kind of like, oh my gosh, this is the next great thing, or what?
It was absolutely exceeded my expectations. Although Reese was a great great tutor, very safe, very secure. Saw some amazing things.
Sharks. Did you see that big shark we were telling you about there at the cocktail party, or what?
I think it scared him off. But we did see him, though. We saw three huge rays. We saw a couple of eels, spotted ray eels. And we saw a flying fish. which is
so how hard was it from your perspective? Was it harder? Was it easy? Was it like snorkeling on steroids? How would you describe it?
Snorkeling in the pool was the worst bit.
I got really?
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah.
Having issues with the mask and just kind of getting used to it
like
a little bit.
A big dinosaur, but out there it's just fantastic. You know, it's a big boy and all that sort of good stuff. But this is lovely. It's fantastic. I feel very liberated.
Yes. Now, Tony, you've done a lot of Discover Scuba experiences in your career as a dive instructor in the Florida Keys. What is the one thing that you get from students like that? Like, is it kind of the universal experience that you get there from Mark, or what?
For the most part, people absolutely love it. I mean, you've got your couple people that, you know, they don't really like water in general or the whole idea of it, and they're the ones that it may not be for them, but everyone who has a good time, they usually come out and get certified.
Yeah, well, what do you think? Well, the next step, obviously, is to become a certified scuba diver. Do you think you're on your way now, Mark, or what?
I'm on the way to the bar now, but after I've done the bar, I'll go and do my scuba diving certification, I'm sure, but drink first, I think.
Yes, well, when you're done with your diving, then the drinking begins.
Honest.
You know, us divers, we drink like fish, so welcome to the club. It's part of the whole MO sometimes.
Wonderful time, and I highly recommend it.
Yes, so you did this as part of your 25-year anniversary. You made it out alive, so your wife, happy or sad, we don't know for sure.
Orton putting the life insurance documents away.
No doubt. Well,
Greg, you believed all that propaganda last night about big sharks.
Yeah, well, we were wondering. We figured the odds were 50-50 that you were going to show this morning.
So. Well, I'm glad I got back.
Yes. Well, we are, too. We were just yanking your chain. See, now you can do that to your friends that you bring into our little dive club. You hear what I'm saying?
I would definitely be yanking their chain, as you put it. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, what's next? What was the one thing you saw underwater that you liked the most? Was there one particular element? You mentioned the eels and that kind of thing, but anything else?
I honestly have to tell you, it was the spirit of flying, actually.
Weightlessness, feeling like an astronaut.
Aquanauts is by name and aquanauts by nature. Yeah, this is absolutely true. And I think the liberty it gives you is just unbelievable.
Yeah, weightless. It's pretty cool, isn't it? You could be, you know, it's cool just to float around in space and feel like you're flying. That's kind of what it's like to me.
And also you feel at one with, you know, Mother Nature and all that sort of good stuff. And it's just very, very special.
Good. Well, I know happy hour is, well, it's pretty much 24/7 here in Grenada, so I'm sure you're going to find one somewhere.
I'm definitely going to go find happy, and I think I'm going to be there for a good hour or so. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for a great afternoon, Peter. Thank you.
There you go. All right. Well, we got a happy diver that we brought into our club with a Discover Scuba experience here in Grenada. That's what it's about, sharing the joy of diving, whether it's rebreathers, whether it's someone new like Mark, and bringing him into the club as a Discover Scuba and introducing him to the underwater world. That's really part of the cool part of doing this, is bringing in your friends and making new friends that enjoy the underwater world. Now, we have a lot of things to do here for the remainder of the show. Matter of fact, the Scuba Cowboy, we have mermaid reinforcements on the way. You're going to hear from them pretty soon. And then the parties, the festivities, actually get kicked up a notch as we start to really focus on the 50-year anniversary of the Bianca Sea Artificial Reef. So it's just going to be one thing after another, mixed in with a little rebreather diving. We're at True Blue Bay Resort right now, where we've been staying while we're doing some of this diving, but then we're moving over to a place called La Source, which is an all-inclusive resort. Really nice. And this will be the first time that the Scuba Radio crew has got to spend some quality time at that all-inclusive resort, which I hear, believe it or not, as part of their all-inclusive package, they include like a 30-minute massage every day. So I don't think the term dive resort will apply in this instance, but this is my kind of dive resort, if you hear what I'm saying, and why we can't incorporate 30-minute massages into our diving day routine. I have no problem with this, and of course you're going to hear all about that right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. See you, Mark. Hey, Peter, tell me, from Aquanauts Grenada, how did his Discover Scuba, him and his buddy, how did they hold up as far as the instructor was concerned?
No, they did a great job. I mean, everybody was very happy. I mean, the one guy, he did already, it was his third Discover Scuba dive.
It was his third.
He did, yeah, it was the third one.
Well, doesn't that start after you do more than one? Can't that apply to the open water certification, or no?
No, you can only apply the first one dive to your open water certification if you do it within a certain time limit.
Ah, okay. So he's just kind of decided, well, I'll just have someone take me down and show me a little bit, and He's done it three times now.
Yeah, three times. You know, it always says time is too short, but there's no excuse. You can do your learning online now whenever you want and just do the pool and open water work once you're out on location.
Yes, exactly. And it's a great thing, whether it's a scuba diving or now Patty's going to start doing a Discover Rebreather type thing. I don't know. That might be in the works. I guess that might we might find that out at DEMA, maybe, you think?
Yeah, we will see. I think from what all I know so far, Patty doesn't have a Discover Rebreather program yet, but with TDI we have a program like this. So you can come and you basically can either choose you want to do one or two rebreather dives, involves a little theory. Less than 30 minutes in the pool, and we'll take you out to a maximum depth of 15 meters, 50 feet.
Yeah, so you have no excuse to at least give it a shot, whether it's rebreathers or just learning how to dive. And what Mark did, that was he was in the pool how long? Just doing his Discover Scuba. It's like an hour in the pool, and then you hop on a boat and go play for 50 feet of water or something like that, or 50 feet in shallow or something like that?
Yeah. No, they actually did pretty well in the pool. I think it didn't take them any longer than 30 minutes. Basically, you have to do some skills in the pool. As long as you can't perform the skill, you can't go out in open water.
So they got to master a couple skills and feel a little bit comfortable, and then the instructor takes them out. Tony, you know this. You do this all the time down in the Keys, right?
Yeah, exactly. We do it almost daily, but yeah, we usually spend about an hour or two with them in the pool. They get a lunch break and then go out diving for the afternoon.
Who's going to appreciate it more, you think? The person who actually gets certified to dive or the Discover Scuba experience person? Do you see a difference?
Not necessarily. I think they both enjoy it equally. It just depends what your end result is that you want out of it. Some people just aren't ready to get certified yet, or they don't think they'll dive that often, so every time they're on vacation they like to do Discover Scuba experience.
Yeah, well, it's the sense of accomplishment. That's what you're going for. That's why we do the Scoopy Little Radio Show, is to encourage people like you listening right now to go diving if you're already certified, and if you're not, what the hell are you waiting for? Go diving and come to a place like Grenada. All right, more coming up from the Spice Island. Stay close. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now we've moved forward in time. It's now evening here on the Spice Island of Grenada. And I'm sitting at probably my favorite restaurant here in the islands. We've been here a few times now. And definitely the favorite place to hang out in the evening for dinner and a cocktail or two is a place called the Aquarium. Uli is the curator at this fine establishment. And it's really bizarre to say this, Uli, but is all the traveling I do, and you know, living in the States, we can get a pretty good steak there. But I actually come to Grenada and order a steak, which is unheard of on any other island in the Caribbean or the Pacific, because you usually can't get a good steak in the islands, but here at the Aquarium, that is not the case. Man, what an amazing ribeye dinner we just had. Thank you once again, my friend.
Well, thanks for the praises, and I welcome you back to Grenada again. Nice having you again. We are known for our steaks, and what I did over the years, I started importing my own meats, and I went now for the last 2 years, I went to the States and I go to various food shows, and I signed up with Angus Certified Beef, and all our beef cuts here are Angus Certified, as well as the tenderloin, the ribeye, the strip loin, and so we are quite proud of producing a good steak, yes.
Yes, it's really amazing, because when you go to the islands, sure, you can get a good piece of fish, and that's what most people will order. You'll think about seafood being it's fresh and that kind of thing. But after you've been traveling a while, you think, oh, it'd be nice to have a nice steak, and you order one, not so great. But you come to the Aquarium here in Grenada, that is just not the case. It's just like one of the best steakhouses in the States, and you would love it, as well as fresh fish and everything else. And the mermaid motif. We feel like home here. Mermaid Tony feels right at home here. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much. Well, the mermaids on the walls, I mean, we have a lot of paintings on the wall, but they're all done by my wife, Rebecca. And she is a fine artist, and she does all the paintings on the wall. We have a couple of carvings as well. I don't know if you noticed them down at La Serena Beach Bar. And those carvings actually are from Cuba, but they're all in more mermaid kind of theme.
A mermaid motif. Yeah, we'll have to have her do something for our crew here. Maybe a Scuba Radio t-shirt or something. All right, more coming up from Grenada. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Good morning. Tell Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tony. We are actually on the boat right now with Aquanauts Grenada. Peter is with us. We've been doing some more rebreather diving on the HEMA 1 wreck. And HEMA 1, or HEMA means what? Do we know?
HEMA, that was like the owner's wife.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, that sounds good. You always name your boat after your wife. It's good luck?
Apparently not.
Yeah, because it turns into artificial reef. Which, okay. Once again, that kind of explains why it's named that. He didn't go down with the ship, though, I assume, did he?
No, he didn't. He was actually sitting in Trinidad.
Okay. Oh, is this the one? No, this is the one where the son was driving the boat and ran it into the rocks. That's where we were yesterday, right?
No, that's another one. That sank a long time ago. But we have a lot of those around.
Yes. Yeah, basically the dad had the boat and he let his son run it and he ran it into the only rocks here off the coast of Grenada, something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened.
The south side, wasn't it?
South end site.
So, we've been hitting a few of the sites here in Grenada. And all of them world-class. This site we just did, this is the second time we've done this one, and I can see why. There's a lot of fish life here on the Henny one. No, I didn't say it.
HEMA one.
Come on, help me out here, Tony. That's what you're here for.
What, saying the word HEMA every single time you say it wrong?
Yes, HEMA. I'll get it by the time we're ready to leave, Peter. That's just how it works. You know me good enough. It's just part of the deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it needs a little bit of training.
Yes, exactly. But this site, a lot of fish life. Nice geography underwater, too, because it's pretty dramatic on some of the points where it's kind of collapsed, but you still have a lot of relief on this wreck, right?
Yes, it's a very dramatic shipwreck. It's about 200 feet long, and it's ripped by a big storm surge we had after it sank. It ripped in two pieces, so it makes it a very attractive dive site to the fish when the current is running between the two pieces. The eagle rays and the sharks just love hanging out there.
Yeah, the eagle rays that hang out here in Grenada love the wrecks. They're like you or something, aren't they?
Yeah.
You have that in common with the eagle rays, don't you, Peter?
Yeah, we all like to hang out there, have a good time, brush each other, look each other. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Brush each other? What's that all about?
No. Sometimes when you're on rebreather, they come intimidating close, and they want to give you some of their remoras.
Okay, yeah, they're trying to get some of their parasites off on you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's an affectionate thing. It happens in clubs all throughout the world, too, I guess. But what was that, Tony? Was that a collective groan from Mermaid Tony?
Oh, yes, it was. Things I just don't want to think about.
Yes. Well, we had Tony down there doing the tightrope. There's actually still some ropes from this wreck. I mean, it can't be that old, I'm guessing, being that the ropes are still down there and stuff, too, right?
No, it sank in 2005.
Okay. And so there was actually a rope on there, and Tony did a little nice little tightrope type of thing and got an amazing shot.
and you tried to recreate that magic one more time. You did pretty good, and then I gave it my shot. What do you think? How did I do?
Oh, you did absolutely horrible, but as typical, you know, you hammed it up and made it look Greggish.
All right, so that's a compliment. I'm going to take it as that.
It looked Greggish.
It's a new term,
that's
Greggish.
New term, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And then we had we took the mermaid puppet down there.
Greggish.
Okay, the world of, okay, that could be, What?
Nothing, just thinking of the other words of the year.
That we can't say.
We had a little problem with Tony.
Yeah, what was wrong with Tony?
She didn't want to go up.
She didn't, yes. Yeah, we didn't even reach close to our maximum bottom time on that one.
When I said we're going up, she said, no, I'm staying.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we got flat, calm seas right now. It's almost like glass here in Grenada. This is phenomenal, and we are on the surface interval. We took the mermaid puppet down as well, and we got some interesting shots with her. She seemed to enjoy the wrecks. I was trying to get her close to some of these lobster down here on this wreck. The name of it, once again, Tony, is?
The HEMA 1.
The HEMA 1 wreck site here in Grenada. I'm just keeping her on her toes. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
exactly. But these lobsters were massive. What is the deal? Are they always here at this wreck? Because I saw five or six of them down there on the bottom that are just, they're like the lobster that tried to ram me yesterday.
Yeah, you were under attack yesterday by the giant monster lobster, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, I literally got headbutted by a lobster on one of the sites yesterday. It was quite remarkable. I don't know if it was because I was on the rebreather or what was going on, but he literally rammed me. It was pretty impressive. I'm losing my Zen lobster vibe here with these Grenadian lobsters. They're starting to attack.
Yeah, no, I think that it's because it's mating season.
Ah, and I look quite Greggish.
Yeah, you looked so Greggish, and you didn't make bubbles, so probably that was it.
Maybe. Well, hey, I do have a thing for the lobsters. They could have mistaken that for some kind of come-on. I don't know. Tony, what are you thinking about this diving we've had so far on the rebreathers here in Grenada?
Oh, it's been absolutely incredible. I never want to come up from dives, and, you know, it's kind of one of those, you make the joke, like, the boat's going to leave, because they pulled away while we were waiting, just for a quick second, turned around and got us. And I'm thinking, you know, I've got enough air and enough bottom time left, I could swim home.
It's true. On these rebreathers, it's pretty remarkable the amount of bottom time you can get. There's really no way you're going to run out of air. You just got to watch, like you said the other day, I don't know if we said this on the air, but it's really, we got to watch our O2 saturation more than running out of air or anything else, right, Peter?
Yeah, that's exactly your limitation, because you're diving on a higher nitrox percentage and you have pretty much the unlimited bottom time, but your exposure to high oxygen, that is actually what limits your dive time.
Yes, and that may sound a little too technical to you if you're not into this whole rebreather thing, but literally there is a thing of getting too much oxygen when you're working on a rebreather, which seems kind of strange, but it's the truth. And there's a certain limit that you shouldn't exceed, and obviously that creates some issues. But on these rebreathers, if you keep that in check, you could dive for 7 or 8 hours on these things, easy, right?
You could do on a very low set point where you set your partial pressure. But the common set point you will be using on a rebreather is 1.3 bar on your oxygen partial pressure that it will maintain. On that, your dive time will be roughly up to 2-3 hours.
Yes, and that's more than enough time to, I don't know, just sit around and try to find things to amuse yourself after a while. There's plenty of stuff to see, but we took the mermaid puppet down with us, had a little fun with her, and then Tony did her whole little tightrope thing. Then we're fiddling around with the spotted eagle rays. I mean, it's just one thing. It's just, I don't know. I've never had that much time to work with underwater. You hear what I'm saying, Peter?
Yes, exactly, and that's what I love about it. The endless bottom time you have, and the things that you see and the quietness.
Yes, it's very peaceful underwater. Are you having constant, like, Zen-type experiences for yourself there, Tony? Or is this the one thing? I'm guessing that you appreciate the break from me talking to you on the surface.
Actually, I do in that sense. But you go down and you find some little tiny coral head and you just sit there for a while. You can just sit forever and do nothing and everything just comes to you.
Yeah, you just watch the critters, really become one with the environment. Definitely a whole new level of diving when you're doing these rebreathers. What about the wreck sites here? We did this site once again. This was called the
HEMA 1.
HEMA 1, of course. Just keeping her on her toes here, Peter. So what's your favorite? Obviously, I'm guessing this is definitely one. And, of course, the Bianca Sea. But are there other ones that you kind of like that are your personal favorite?
I mean, we have here in the area where we are, we did yesterday the King Mitch, which is a little bit further out even. The HEMA is 3 miles offshore of Grenada into the Atlantic Ocean. The King Mitch is actually another mile out. And again, it's a World War II minesweeper. It sank in 1981. It's even more than 200 feet long, so it's quite a big ship. And again, it attracts all this marine life, which is fabulous. And when you come to Grenada diving those wrecks, that's a real bonus, because the one thing we need here is, as I said, it's way out in the Atlantic Ocean. It can be very rough at times, but on a day like today, when it's flat, calm, it's just awesome.
It's like being out on a swimming pool. Just happens to be one of the biggest ones you could ever imagine. It's amazing conditions here in Grenada today. And you can do this. You can come out here and dive these rebreathers or just do open circuit scuba, whatever you want to do. But this is definitely diving in paradise. AquanautsGrenada.com is the place to go and check it out and book your adventure as well. Now, we've been staying at True Blue Bay Resort right next to Aquanauts Grenada. We're getting ready to move over to Los Source. I'm looking forward to this, Peter.
Yeah, you're going to be pampered like rock stars.
Rock stars, here we come. All right, that's next, as well as some mermaid reinforcements. Stay close.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Wow, infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tony,
And the mermaid reinforcements have arrived, as well as the scuba cowboy here at La Source. Ladies, how are you? Just all at once, say hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Woo. Yes, we have four mermaids. We have Leah, we have Lacey, we have Tiffany, and of course, Mermaid Tony. And coming up the rear, the scuba cowboy. He's kind of... Well, he's wrangling all you girls in place, right, Leah?
Sorry, I'm on the coming up the rear comment still.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's fair enough. Okay, once again, we are at a cocktail party here at La Source. It's like the manager's welcome party. Leon's hanging out at the bar. This is a beautiful place, Lacey, and this is the first time I've got to come to La Source and stay here for a few days, an extended stay, so to speak, and I know you're excited about it, right?
Oh, I'm very excited. It's like we're sitting in a postcard here. You know, we got to visit La Source last year when we were here, but this is our first time getting to stay, and the rooms are amazing.
Well, Peter and Galinda said we would be treated like rock stars, and so far, so good. We've already knocked off the first drink on the list because they have an entire menu of cocktails, concoctions here that they make at La Source.
The beauty of all-inclusive resorts.
That's right. You can just work your way down the list, right, Tony?
That's right. And you know what? All-inclusive means free.
Yes. Well, free until, we have to pay the main bill. But regardless, it's a good thing for sure. Tiffany, are you excited? Are you happy to be here in Grenada once again?
Oh, I'm so stoked. I'm here with all my girls. We were here last year. Had a wonderful time. Greg, you're coming.
Wait, excuse me. Am I part of this? Because I don't like the sound
of
that.
You're the one who gets us all together, I guess. So you are like our party planner.
Okay, I'm not sure what to think about that, so I'll defer to the scuba cowboy. What, Tony?
Speaking of party planning, Mermaid Tiffany got engaged since the last time she was on the radio.
Look out! And so she had to hightail it to Grenada to get away from the guy. Is that what happened? No, Tiffany? What happened?
No, I'm just trying to scope out a couple honeymoon spots is all.
Is that what it is, or is this going to turn into the bachelorette party kind of deal?
See, that's why you're our party planner.
Oh, I thought she was going to say, see, that's why you're going to end up being the entertainment, and they're going to want some kind of...
What? I'm going to want to see... Yeah.
What? Yeah. No? No?
Thanks, but no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. It ain't going to happen. You guys don't have enough money. God doesn't have enough money. But anyway, the Scuba Cowboy is with us as well, and I know, Pup, you're planning to play and entertain a few folks here at the La Source. At least that's what we told you when you got here, right?
Absolutely. I was just talking to Leon. He's going to sit in with me, man. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, Leon is the proprietor of this fine establishment, or one of them that is one of the owners here of this property, which is phenomenal. It really is probably one of the nicest places I've ever stayed in the world. It's all-inclusive right here in Grenada, and the pools that we're hanging out here by the under a starlit night, it is. It's like a postcard, isn't it, Lacey?
Definitely. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and Pup, what are you going to do? Do you know what you and Leon are going to play this week when we have a little song and dance routine from you?
I don't think we have an actual itinerary yet, but I'm sure we're going to do some fun stuff, and I'm sure we're going to pull out some of the old favorites and probably write some new ones. I got some new stuff. Got a new album coming out here shortly, so we'll have fun. I guarantee that.
I have no doubt about it. Yeah, Lacey, what do you think?
By the way, Pup, I'm really good at playing the bongos if you need a third person on this band.
Bongos? We got a bongo player.
Bongo!
That's strange. It reminds me of a little musical number Peter and Galinda told us about last night. But
I wasn't here last night. I don't know about this. I didn't just say anything incriminating, did I?
No, not at all. It's a good story, one we can't share on the radio. But we'll leave it at that and just know it's quite colorful.
Just know it's death or death by bongo.
Exactly. Yeah, and trust me, you don't want either one.
I think I'm a little bit naive for this.
I wasn't aware you had any inherent censorship in you, Greg.
Actually, you know what? We could tell this story. Do you remember it,
that's
Tony?
That's what I'm talking about.
Can you tell us? Can we bring? Should we allow the rest of the class in on the joke?
I think we could possibly do this with a little bit of tastefulness.
All right. Well, you give it your best shot.
Uh-oh.
All right. So you're on a deserted island. Let's say you're in Grenada.
Back in the day, 50 years ago, before the sinking of the Bianca Sea.
Grenada was not deserted 50 years ago.
Well, back then it was more primitive. They didn't have, like, the Lesaurus and stuff like that.
Okay, let's say we're in Fiji.
Okay, let's do that. We'll say we're in Fiji.
Because you need natives and you need, you know,
50 years ago, and, like, they eat people to survive and stuff like that. So it's very...
They wouldn't eat Greg?
They wouldn't eat me, no. But they would... Catch us. Let's say we visited. We were doing a little scuba radio broadcast. And for one reason or another, they didn't like what we said. Or they're like most of the listeners. Like, what the hell's wrong with you people? We gotta do something about this. And they lock us up. And they take us to a big fire pit. And they said, okay, you have a choice. Death or
Mbongo.
Mbongo. And so there's three of us. There's the Mermaid Tony. Yes. There's Lacey.
You tell stories so slow. You've got the mermaids, which, all right, mermaid. You've got you.
And
you've
got Scuba Cowboy. Yeah.
Okay. Pop the Scuba Cowboy. Right. All right. Three. So the first person comes up, and, you know, it's the mermaid. And they say, okay, you know, the chief is like, you have trespassed on our land. You have violated our sacred area. And so you have a choice. You can either have death or you can have Mbongo. And, well, being the smart mermaid that they are, well, they're a little bit nervous and they're a little bit scared, so they pick Mbongo. And, well, so everyone starts chanting, Mbongo, Mbongo. And so they...
Wait a minute, we can't tell this story on the air. The more I think about it, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's a very good story either, but you know what? Let me finish it with death or death by Mbongo.
Okay, let's just leave it at the fact that if anybody says you want death or death by Mbongo, just take death.
Just kill yourself right then and there.
Yeah, just run as fast as you can, as far as away. I don't know how you end a show like this, but what the hell? We're in paradise.
My instrument to the triangle.
That's it. Your good fault, choice. Lacey. All right. Till next week when we do another show from Grenada. Remember, it's always better
down in Grenada,
where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.